Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And in the studio lounge, we have Trisend NP's very own Alex Sterren. Did I get it right?
You did. Thank you, Mike.
First time's the charm.
Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. How are you? How's the conference going for you guys?
Doing very, very well. We are exhibiting again this year, and we've had a great event.
Good.
So much energy in the room. We've really been excited about everything that Ronaldo's been talking about and the new vision for the conference, and we're having a great time.
Pretty impressive. Yes, a lot of exciting things going on. Any highlights to share while you guys have been here?
Like I said, we're really excited about the vision for Nakiso itself. Actually, I ran for a board seat this year.
And good for you.
I did not get elected, but it was a wonderful experience.
All right. Run again next year.
We're just really excited to support Nakiso, as I know we're going to speak about in any way that we can. Mm-hmm. It's been such a fantastic organization supporting our new CUSO. We've been around for 3 years, and we're just looking for ways that we can give back and serve and support the community and the efforts of the association.
Indeed.
So we're having fun.
All right. Well, that's what it's all about, for sure, and helping credit unions ultimately help their members in the long run as well. So
absolutely.
You mentioned your new CUSO.
Yes.
It's called Benefis CU, BenefisCU.
That's right.
And share with us a little bit about your CUSO.
Sure. So Benefis CU is a advanced insurance CUSO.
Okay.
We formed it in 2021, we being Trisend NP. Trisend's been around for about 24 years. We specialize in executive benefits for nonprofits and have a big credit union practice. And we partnered with Dollar Associates and Golden West Federal Credit Union back in 2021 and put together the ground floor of our new CUSO, and it's been just a fantastic journey these last 3 years.
Yeah, because you said it's 3 years old now? Or
yes, it 3 years here, old.
Yes. Second profitable year, which is good to hear. So, and the other thing you wanted to talk about was kind of you guys' give back. You did a $20,000 donation to Nakiso Advocacy Fund? Tell
me
a little bit
about the first year we were ready to do this, so we have dedicated 1% of our profits to industry advancement and or the foundations of our credit union members of the CUSO. And so 2022 profits, we had a fantastic year. We doubled our revenue, had over $2 million in profits that year.
Good job.
And so the advocacy fund really came alive that year. And we chose the advocacy fund here at Nakiso. First of all, as I said, Nakiso has just been such a great support to you know, what we've been trying to do, and has welcomed us into the community. But also the purpose of the Industry Advancement Fund, is what we call it, is to help credit unions and CUSOs advance their mission. And we just felt like there couldn't possibly be a better home for those funds for our first year of doing that than to name Nakiso as the recipient.
Good for you guys. Good for you guys. Yeah, it's always good to give back. And you're in the right industry for giving back, because credit unions and the surrounding organizations are all about giving back, for sure. So that's kind of part of the DNA of this industry, as you well know.
That's
so the other thing I want to talk about is kind of getting down to business here. So how you guys are helping retain and attract talent in the credit union space, because that's a big issue right now amongst all the other big issues going on.
Absolutely.
Here's another one, kind of the war for talent, right? So what are you guys seeing out there, and how are you guys helping out?
Well, like I said, Trisend has been doing nonprofit executive benefits for 24 years, and so we have a big credit union practice, but we also work in other nonprofit industries such as nonprofit healthcare, nonprofit universities. We have associations of faith-based organizations, and so one thing that's been really neat is, and I think differentiates us a little bit, is we're able to cross-pollinate some of the things that we're seeing in other nonprofit industries and bring that to credit unions. One thing that we believe really strongly in is our discipline process. So, you know, when we're in front of a board of directors, really of any large nonprofit, we're talking about a comp and benefits philosophy, and where do they want to be in their peer group. And it's so important for a board to go through that process, even if it could delay, you know, ultimately putting in or making some decisions about benefits. Knowing where they want to be and what their goals are and what their philosophy is as an organization when it comes to attracting and keeping their talent is just the first step, and it's so important to have that. And then it's a roadmap for future boards to follow. And that's something that our boards will hear from us from day one is let's talk about process mm-hmm. and a discipline process mm-hmm. so that they not only feel as though they've followed proper due diligence, they've looked at all the alternatives available, but that they have reasoning behind their decisions mm-hmm. and their strategy. So that's something that we're seeing blossom in credit unions. We've seen it more in healthcare yeah. over the last decade, just because those organizations tend to be larger, incredibly complex, a lot of bureaucracy and red tape that side of the world. And but the practices are good, and so we've been trying to bring some of those to credit unions. Okay. As far as the war on talent, everybody knows credit unions are having to attract talent from outside the credit union industry.
You're right.
Such important key roles in technology and digital marketing mm-hmm. and that sort of thing, and they're having to reach out into new industries and bring that talent in, and having the tools to do that is so important right now, and understanding what is attractive and what mm-hmm. is market competitive mm-hmm. for those positions. So mm-hmm. those are some of the things that we're seeing.
Okay, yeah, it's a big job, because I was going to ask you, I'm glad you brought the healthcare part of it into, because I was going to ask you, are those other industries kind of experiencing the same?
Absolutely.
The same issues, I guess?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
healthcare in general, the executive workforce is aging and mm-hmm. preparing to retire, and so there's going to be a lot of turnover in healthcare as well in mm-hmm. the coming 5 years that we're helping our clients plan for. The other thing that we spend a lot of time doing with our clients is succession planning. So not only who is the incumbent maybe for a position, but who's the next one after that?
Right. Oh,
you know,
good
and
point.
So these succession plans really should go several layers deep into the organization mm-hmm. For really good long-term planning. Mm-hmm. So that's some of the other things that we're trying to help consult with our boards on that, but also we're trying to improve the data around succession planning, executive benefits, and what it can really mean for
long-term. Can you be specific on what type of data are you guys looking at?
Well, something that, is kind of surprising to us is how very little data there is out there about executive benefits.
Yeah.
We have some survey data around the prevalence of which organizations have it, and maybe even what kind of plan type they have, but we don't necessarily know exactly what they're providing from a quantitative standpoint. We don't know how those plans are performing, and we don't know how executives feel about those plans. How retentive are they?
Mm-hmm,
how does having a plan in place with an executive really help them make decisions to stay or mm-hmm, to go or to mm-hmm. consider other opportunities? And so we're actually working with a few different partners in the credit union industry and starting discussions on how we can improve data and where we can get it, and working with some of the establishments that are known to credit unions mm-hmm. and really have those inroads that can help us start that project.
That's
new, but that's something that we're working on, we're excited about.
Well, it sounds like the beginnings of a really good white paper
yes,
or some sort of guide or something like
that
I think would be beneficial to the industry to see what works and what doesn't work, you know? So maybe survey some of those executives and they'll share what they've learned over the years. So good stuff. Anything else to add here before I let you go? I mean, I know you're probably being pulled in 100 different directions, so I don't want to monopolize your time too much.
I don't think so. Just thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Again, we're Benefits to You. We're so excited to be here, and we are accepting memberships if folks are interested in our CUSO.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you, answer questions, and just glad to be a part of the community.
Well, we'll definitely put the links in the show notes so people can get right to you and ask you guys some questions, or like you said, sign up. And so you guys sound like you guys are covering a lot of ground here. But thank you for your service to the industry, and I'm sure they're very appreciative. So
Thank you. Good stuff. Appreciate it.
Alex, all right, good stuff. All right, you are officially off the hot seat.
Okay.
Well done.
Okay, thank you.
Nakiso Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.